Raz FM with Nate Amaphutha, and you're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. Now, the more we grow and have responsibilities and children, we realize so much of the values and principles that raised us and what they were really protecting us from. One of those being kutsi sisakhula thine sikhule kuthiwa mvana kahlali nebani labadzala. It was a taboo for you to remain seated in an environment where sekufike ma elders and they've gathered, whether they are socializing or just watching TV. As soon as you realize I've been outnumbered by elders, you already knew, kutsi, I need to get up. I no longer qualify to be in this environment. And we grew up thinking, kutsi, siyahlukunyedwa, more especially if it's in the living room and that's the only TV. Yeah, manje, I was watching TV. Now I need to get up. Hey, it's not fair. But now we are learning the hard way with our own children because we are making a lot of mistakes that are introducing our children to lifestyles and habits that we don't want them to be introduced to. And one of those being drinking alcohol and smoking. Because if you model that behavior in front of children, it becomes a lot more harder to discourage them. Because they start off by imitating you when they're playing amongst themselves. And then the curiosity grows and they start planning. It's okay when we are around our parents and they are drinking and they are not looking, we must have a taste as well. And then now they've tasted alcohol, now they are drinking. Labanye futhi, they'll go as far as even celebrating kuthi mntwana so uthanda tjwala uvathi ha lo ala ekhaya lo ya ufute mina mfana wami hayo your father's son, not realizing kuthi a problem is now growing in that child. And it's going to come back to bite you, which led to the question of the evening, which are you comfortable with visitors drinking alcohol or smoking in front of your kids or not? You know, you might say, I don't have a problem, but can you imagine as a parent getting in trouble with the law because there's a video circulating of your underage child consuming alcohol or smoking? So we don't chill a cigarette to whoever is around. Ungalemva kwendlu nebangani baya experimenta because now we even buy them phones. Sebathatha ama video and they think they are being cool. And you get in trouble with the law and you get arrested to say no. They were at home. You were around. They claim the cigarette is yours. So we are holding you accountable as a parent. We will get in trouble. Stau bosh. But let me know on the station's Facebook page, it's Rise of M943. Good see, are you comfortable with visitors drinking alcohol or smoking in front of your kids? But for now, it's Aaliyah, Poison, Rise of M. It's Rise of M with Oh Father, Father, I Can't Give Up Now. And you're still tuned in to Rise of M Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. And if you missed it, the question of the evening is, are you comfortable with visitors drinking alcohol or even smoking in front of your kids or not? And I've picked up that we are a lot more comfortable where alcohol is concerned, but that does not mean that we won't get in trouble with the law. Because in South Africa, it is illegal for anyone under the age of 18 to purchase, possess, or consume alcohol. This is enforced through various laws and regulations, including the ability for police to confiscate alcohol from minors in public places and to take action against those who supply alcohol to minors. So you see why it's echukuba tricky ke uma ngabe adotha umntwana, but this alcohol is from my parents. It's within the household. Kuthi ngatithola se ngiboshwa ke manje and angibuthenganga ngathi mina kulo mntwana hayi mina nginankinga nathi but ngoba abantwana bayaganga and they are techno survey phela they play with phones nanani the next thing lo munye and we've even seen videos of minors uthole a toddler uthethe i drink ya mama wafaka ku school bag mem I shoot and send you a picture. I say, angathi ukuthi kwendekalani la. So uyaxolisa, hey, ngicela uyithathe ngiyithola mangitomlanza. Hey, uyaganga lo mntwana utithathela. Angithi uyabona. And it's accessible because it's one thing for them to be aware ukuthi mommy or daddy drink, but we must be very strict on because that's where the danger lies. Now, minimum age, the legal drinking age in South Africa is 18. Prohibition on supply. It is illegal to sell, give, or supply alcohol to anyone under 18. Now, prohibition on consumption. Children under 18 are not allowed to consume alcohol. So, funa siyegele na leo kuthi, hayi bajabulile, ibaphasile kumbe ngikhisimusi. Sitawuboshwa. Mthetha usadlala. Utawuboshwa for yona le alcohol. Ngoba namhla i-alcohol kusasa kusho ukuthi utawubonakala sekane ma white substances around the nose. So, it's not something you should take lightly as a parent. Enforcement. Police can confiscate alcohol njengoba ngishilo from my in public places and can take action against individuals who supply alcohol to minors. So in this case, uma athi jwala ba mama, jwala ba papa, you now, in that scenario, are an individual that has supplied the alcohol to the minor, even though utithathele. Uyayibona ukuthi se ikufake enkingeni. Now the consequences is violation on these laws can result in fines, imprisonment, and other penalties, according to Law for All. False claims. It is also illegal for minors to make false claims about their age to obtain alcohol, or for adults to make false claims about a minor's age to obtain alcohol for them. This is in cases where nimthuma kuthi ayothenga as well. It is very wrong kuthi sithume bantwana kuthi bayothenga tjwala. Even that can get you in trouble ngoba uyamthuma leyo court or whatever endleleni uhlangana ne police van that is patrolling the area, but kwende njani wena wabamba tjwala because siyakubona kuthi u under age. Babuya naye sebaqhubana ke manje batongena la ekhaya wena so ugibela la ngemvevenini. Uyayibona manje inkinga. Parental responsibility, while not explicitly stated in the law, parents are encouraged to educate their children about the dangers of alcohol and to foster open communication about substance abuse. It's very important for us to discourage our children from such habits, mainly not because it will get us in trouble, but can you imagine kuba nemntwana lo teenager lo usadzinga ukuthi manje aye e rehab for tjwala? It's going to be difficult. Utophazamseka esikoleni during that period where they're being rehabilitated. And now you have an even bigger problem as a parent because uyati ukuthi kuqale kancane kancane bekatshontsha nasihledi sibantu labadzala aminyele emasayidini. Nyelo sowujwayele nayo unema-cravings. Seyi-serious problem ngoba phela, how am I going to now explain to teachers ukuthi umntwana ufika Monday anebhabhalazi and u-underage, it's evident. So let me know on the station's Facebook page. I'm going to be getting into your comments in a moment. Are you comfortable with visitors drinking alcohol or smoking in front of your children? But for now, you're so high. You're still tuned in to Raz FM Evenings with your radio madam, Fezile Manzini. Now, the question of the evening that I asked on the station's Facebook page is Raz FM 943 is, are you comfortable with visitors drinking alcohol or smoking in front of your kids? And this is what you had to say. Stembiso Glenn Mguni, I personally don't smoke, so my friends or people who visit me, they know that they shouldn't, or rather they should smoke outside. So I won't allow visitors to smoke in front of my kids, but they can drink alcohol as long as they behave. Madlamini says, "Uzi smoking, yes, I have a problem, but drinking in front of them, no problem." Lindelani Tyson would say, "Alcohol, okay, smoking, no. I don't smoke. I even hate someone sending my kids to buy cigarettes in Yalwa." Mbuso Simelani, "I don't have kids, but I don't appreciate someone who smokes in front of them. Drinking, I see no problem." Sabelo Msutu, "Ogaqibisa, uthi cha umuntu nakavakashile, nakasezwa ukuthi ufuna kubhema, akaye ngaphandle, aqhelele kude." Nabantu abangabhemi kanye nezingane. Mlungisi Mhlanga uthi, "Nope, I don't need people that will ruin the moral character of my kids. I don't have a problem with people who are smoking and drinking alcohol, but not in front of my kids." Angel Majosi uthi, "No, I prefer them excusing themselves to do those things. Better not in my yard where the kids can see." Prince Mnisi uthi, "Ey, sesifezile kona akusikahle ngoba kuto affecta lo mntwana ene lapho kulula nekuthi naye ende loko ngoba ubona bomalume babhema or banatha." Still China uthi, "Kwami kubhenywa outside and I always teach my son to buy ama snacks when they send him to buy cigarettes. Wamntwana akathunywa ugwayi." Bonko Sitapsi, uthi, "Not in front of my kids. When it comes to smoking, no, go somewhere you can smoke, then come back." Victor Mgidi uthi, "Nope." Joyce Chiho uthi, "Drinking maybe as long as they don't harass my kids, got to smoking, it's a big no." Deboho would see the real question should be whether I'd even allow them in the first place. Talking about comfortability will only be questioned after that. But also remember, Gutsi, we do have family members that drink and smoke. They visit us sometimes. We host gatherings. We invite friends. And jwala buba kona, and some also do smoke. But I think more than anything, this is a conversation that should open our eyes to the fact that whether you are the individual who smokes or drink, or you are the parent, asibambisaneni. Asibambisaneni uma ngabe sivakashelene kunebantwana. Let us not just focus on having fun, but also be very strict on supervising the children and the access they have to the alcohol and lukwai uma ngabe likhona kuyapenywa. Because uma ngabe sito neglecta that, we are going to create challenges in our households that will not be easy to fix. Because now, not only do you have a child who does those things, their excuse is ngifundiseng papa, ngifute papa, ngifute mama. Yabona kutsi sekuba difficult njani. So asizameni man, kutsi sibiyele kule ndlela lesikhuliswe ngayo. Utijwayete nje kuthi ngiba nesikhathi where ngispenda isikhathi nebantwana bami, ngiyabonda, and they know that this is their time with me. Ngiba nesikhathi where I'm hosting friends, I'm with other adults, and they are not allowed to be around us ngaleso sikhathi. It not only protects your children from picking up on habits, but also ensuring their safety. Kungatholakala umntwana sathi someone touched me inappropriately or whatever. Bantwana nje kahle kahle la kunathiwa khona kunebantu labadzala, I feel akufanelanga ukuthi bahlale nathi uma ngabe singafunda inkinga. Ababe nenzawo yabo where we know ukuthi noma ngabe kunebangani labanye labede nebatali babo ukuthi ozivakashela bahleti nabo khona le bane access to lokulingana nabo. It is better that way. It's Rise FM.